So as we go on, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary on 94.9 all those years in your ears. And we've been talking to a lot of the great voices that you've heard over the last 50 years. One that left a long time ago, 30 plus years ago, but you still hear him. He didn't really leave. And that's Lon Helton, Country Countdown USA host. We have him here on Sundays, Lon Helton. Lon, how are you, sir?
Very good, and it's so great to join you. It's also great, just so great to be on with a countdown every week. It, you know, I still, every now and then we'll hear from people there, you know, that hear it. And are you the guy that was here? And I'm afraid it was more like 43 years ago. I was there from like September of 72 to October of 1973.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So we are going back 40-some years, and it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long, Lon.
No, it wasn't. You know, it's a funny thing. It wasn't long at all, and yet in so many ways it shaped who I became and who I was as a broadcaster, just because there, you know, I worked for both the AM and the FM. I did like 3 to 6 on the AM.
Yeah.
3 to 6 p.m. on the AM. And then I went over to the FM, which was still WGIL-FM at the time.
So you were still playing beautiful music then, right?
No, I was playing country.
Okay, it was country. The format had switched.
Yeah, the format had changed.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of why I came over. But I played the Ralph Emery Show from 6 to 7 p.m. It was a syndicated show. And then from 7 to midnight, I was on the country WGIL-FM. We just had three guys. A guy named Jim Wyman was on 6 a.m. to noon.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the, program director.
Absolutely.
He was the program. And then John Bierman was on noon to 6, and he was the music director. And then I was live 7 to midnight, and they didn't know what to do with me, so they just called me the Country Gentleman.
The Country Gentleman, yes.
Right.
A lot of other people remember that. They're like, yeah, Lon was the Country Gentleman. And I remember talking to you at Monmouth College, and we think it was about 5 years ago you were back, because you went to Monmouth College. And was that why you went to, was there an opening here with a conjunction with a program at Monmouth College? How did it work out? Were you out of college, Lon?
Well, actually, I got out of school, and I was done with my classwork in December of 71, and I just decided to hang around and party for a little bit before I went to grad school or went into the Army if I got drafted. But I worked at the Monmouth radio stations starting in December of 1971 and worked there through the summer, and then somebody was leaving WGIL, I believe it was Barry Swanson who had done the afternoon show at WGIL, and so I came over to do that. It was right around Labor Day, 1972, and I did that, and again, it put me on the FM as well.
Lon Helton is on the phone with us. It worked here at WGIL-FM and WAAG back in 72 to 73, a graduate of Monmouth College and host of course, Country Countdown USA. And Lon, your remembering of dates and names is blowing my mind.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know why, you know, that shows the impact. It's funny. I left there in October of 73 to go to Denver, which was a pretty big jump to go from Galesburg to Denver. And I remember I would write letters to the guys, and they would write them back to me in Galesburg. Just we stayed in touch quite a bit. It just showed you how much impact that radio station had on me. And that group of people, you know, you say station, but it really is the people. Roger Coleman was a general manager at the time. Jimmy Carr, who I think was a big athlete at there in Galesburg.
Yeah,
he was a salesperson.
Yeah.
And just the people there were so great. It really was a family. It really had just a huge impact on me.
Yeah, all those names you're throwing out, Lon, everybody around here knows, and some of those folks are still around here. Jim Wyman's in the Illinois Broadcasters Hall of Fame now, still retired, but I think calls some sports up near Chicago.
Yeah.
Jim's pretty amazing and calls sports for us on occasion on our WGIL AM. Lon, you said, and when I interviewed you a couple years ago, it was wonderful because it felt like what you do every week. You sit across, you literally sit on a couch or across the table from a country artist, and you just have a conversation. And that's how it was. That's how it was when you were on with me. But you said WAAG really shaped you. You were young. Was it the country music? Or was it just the radio bug?
Well, it was probably more about radio. The fact is, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, which wasn't exactly a hotbed of country music.
Yeah.
But my dad was from far south Illinois. He was from Alton, and he was a huge country fan. So we listened a lot to the Chicago country station when we were in the car.
Yeah.
You know, much to my dismay, I would probably have to say. But I think, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I got into radio by an accident, so I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And, you know, doing the country station really set me on a path to playing country music because, A, I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And, B, I went to work at a country station in Denver and from there a country station in Chicago. So those guys putting me on the country station really did shape my path. I think the other thing, back in the day, I used to do Saturday mornings as well. I did, you know, 6 to midnight, but then I came back in Saturday morning. And back in the day, I can't remember the name of the club. It was over in Creve Coeur. The guy in the movie, Walking Tall, Buford Pusser, it was his cousin or relative or something, that had a country nightclub. And they had major national talent many times on a Saturday night. So I would I made arrangements with the guys at the club to have the act call in on Saturday morning so we could kind of plug their show. And I think they ran some commercials on the radio station. And so I started talking to artists for the first time there in Galesburg.
That's great.
And it's something I've always enjoyed and loved to do. And you're right. I don't view it as an interview either. I just see it as you're sitting around chatting. Somebody told me, I wish I could remember who, somebody a long time ago told me to treat stars like regular people and regular people like stars when you talk to them on the radio. And it really does make a lot of sense if you think about it, and it does work. And I think that's, you know, that hopefully comes across as just having a chat, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's Lon Helton right there. He hosts Country Countdown USA, and in which you hear those conversations, those laid-back conversations with big country stars. And Lon honed some of those skills right here in this this area and on this radio dial some 40-some years ago, we'll go with Lon.
I know. That's awful.
On 94.9 FM. And Lon, you said over... that year really made an impact on your life, but then you went to a top 20 market in Denver, and then to me, which is the greatest radio market ever, Chicago. How long did you spend in Chicago?
I was in Chicago from 75 through 1980 when WNAQ was country.
Yeah. Well, I was. It's very well that I could have been growing up and hearing your voice even then on the Chicago stations. Yeah, and Country Countdown USA. As far as I know, the listeners know, in our ears, it's going strong. How long do you plan on doing that? Do you have a date? Do you even think about, like, when I'll stop doing it?
No.
Just love it.
No, I mean, how much more fun can you have on the radio than sitting down with an artist in a studio for an hour and a half once a week? And we've been so fortunate, and you know, through the years, if you've heard it, or as you've heard it, you know, everybody from George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Luke Bryan, Garth Brooks, of course. And the thrill for me was just about a month ago when Kenny was in a studio and we're doing the show with Kenny Chesney, and we get a phone call in the middle of it, and it's from Garth Brooks, who informs me that I won the CMA National Personality of the Year Award. So I've got Kenny in front of me, Garth, I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it, and Garth on the phone. And so, you know, you talk about about the definition of not working.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Now, was the Garth call planned, or did your producers just put that through?
No, the producer just put it through. The CMA does that as a surprise for all the broadcast winners. They select an artist every year who makes surprise calls to either the personality or the radio stations. And so, yeah, it was a complete surprise.
That's the voice of Lon Helton. By the way, Lon, when you said your interview style, treat stars like regular people and regular people like stars, that's the second time you've told me that story, by the way, and that sticks with me. Yeah, no, as soon as you said it, I'm like, you told me that like 5 years ago. I love it. That's Lon Helton. Lon, on our 50th, we're so glad to have you on and so glad that you're part of the fabric woven into what is 94.9 WAAG FM 95 Country now.
Well, congratulations on what you guys do best, 50 years of serving the people there around Galesburg. I mean, that's what radio is supposed to do, and I don't know that anybody has done it any better than those two stations through the years.
Lon, thanks so much, and I know it's not the last time we'll talk to you. Keep on doing what you do on Country Countdown USA.
Well, thanks very much, and it really means a lot to be on there. It just makes this really kind of neat full circle connection.
I hope it does, Lon. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You got it. Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.